Isaac, you and I have done this our last couple of years, of course. We'll start with you first. How is the school treating you? How is tennis going this fall? I try to catch up on the website and everything, talk to Coach Weimers every now and then. What's the latest? How you doing?
Yeah, doing good. Kind of getting deep into the fall semester now. We've wrapped up our fall season lately, which went pretty good for most of the guys, including myself. And right now we're kind of in our off season, but really more of a preseason preparing for the spring right now. So, yeah, it's going good.
Wow. I mean, that fall season, there's not much to it. I mean, it's more of a spring than a fall, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a good opportunity for a lot of us to get our individual competition under our belts, but yeah, that's it. I mean, get a couple scrimmages and have our conference tournament and regional championships, and yeah, then it's preparing for the spring.
Highlights of the fall? I mean, you said there's not much of the season, but I read yeah, it's a team, I think doubles play, not too bad, was it?
Yeah, so I teamed up with Alex, a partner of mine who we've been playing together for a while now. We teamed up for our conference tournament, played in the B-Flight doubles draw, had some success there, ended up winning the tournament, and then turned around for ITAs, played again in the B-draw there, and, you know, pretty big field, and ended up making it to the quarterfinals, so sort of kind of hitting our stride in doubles, and it was a good experience.
I was reading one article that says you had some guys make history. You've got some freshmen, of course, Nathaniel's a new guy there, but some guys that really helped out as far as getting your fall season going this year. You got some pretty talented freshmen, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, all the freshmen have really kind of stepped up into our culture and hard work, and, you know, on and off the court, they're putting time in the weight room, you know, dialing in their strokes, and Daniel is one of our freshmen who made some noise at ITAs, ended up winning the B singles draw, and you know, that's a draw of gosh, over 100 people, and to come out on top is a big testament to his fitness and his strokes. And you know, I can say good things about all the freshmen, you know, fans right here, so I'm not going to compliment him too much, but you know, all the guys are doing really good, and it's really good to see, to know that you know, we just have such a deep lineup, and anyone can step up when required. So.
All right, Nathaniel, here's your chance to punch back now. I'm sure you are adjusting quite well from going to high school to college, and you're just fine this first fall semester, didn't you?
Yeah, definitely settled in really well with the team, and just overall life at Co. Everyone on the team has been great, and getting a little bit of experience with the scrimmages and tournaments I just mentioned was a great way to get adjusted to the competition level here.
Singles, doubles, did you do a little bit of both here in the fall?
Yeah, so at ARC, which was the tournament Isaac won with his doubles partner, I teamed up with a guy named Cohen here, and we got it to the semifinals, ended up taking fourth there. And then in the C singles draw, I made it again to the semifinals and then won my last match for third place there.
So you, by gosh, you did just fine this fall, didn't you?
It was a good start for sure.
You bet. Everything what you thought college life and tennis was going to be?
Yeah, it's all as good as I could have ever wanted it, to be honest. The team's exactly what I was looking for, and the coach is great. Everybody made me feel real welcome, and getting good work in, and then on the other side, classes are all going great, and it's just a great experience here.
All right, Nathaniel, you talked about, and Isaac touched on it too, and we'll get his thoughts, but now you said off season now. I'm sure you guys are outside as far as the weather. If the weather stays nice, you go outside, but you got indoor, I'm sure, great indoor facilities too, don't you?
Yeah, the indoor facilities are great, and then that plus the gym and everything, that's something Coach is really proud of and allows all the guys to put in good work pretty much every day out here. There are guys working, so just putting in a lot of time and getting dialed in for the spring.
How about the as far as the training? You go from high school, and you have lifting and stuff like that, but the training workouts, besides the tennis workouts, you know, helping you eat better and stuff like that, I'm sure that's been a little bit different for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely more just of a focus and all-around fitness on and off the court, and then just a level of intensity that I can't say I saw in high school necessarily, but didn't have a tough time adjusting to it and have been loving it and just can see the improvements every day.
Isaac, you're a veteran now of this college, being there for a couple of years now, so nothing really surprises you anymore, does it?
No, not too much. I guess we have kind of seen a little bit of a change with, we've always had a focus on hard work and fitness, but I think one of the things I've seen a bit of change is the way that college tennis is changing. There's a bigger emphasis on physical strength as well as endurance, but, you know, the game is getting so much bigger. So that was one of the things that our coaches decided to make part of our culture is to get into the weight room, and that's something that I've tried to do, but it's really been more of a necessity for these years, and so it's been good to see, and I'm seeing a lot of improvements with it. So,
and you don't start really playing again, I mean, as far as competitive matches, coming up until February. So you got a couple of months off to work on your game and, you know, stay in shape before you start meet up against other teams again.
Yeah, this part of the year, I mean, we're still having practices, not quite as frequently as we were for our month-long fall season, but you know, a lot of this time is really dedicated to ourselves and understanding what each individual has to improve on and really dialing in those specifics. And then, you know, we'll finish out this semester, try to stay as fresh as we can over the winter break and come back together as a team and, you know, get better from there.
Isaac, as far as your team, you're going to be competing in conferences, matches, stuff like that. Where does this team kind of sit, you know, in conference? And do you feel like conference favorite? You're right up there. You think it's going to go well this spring?
Yeah, I mean, that's always a good question. Last couple of years, we've been a step behind Luther, and kind of those big moments, just kind of been a little bit behind them. Really, our only gauge we've had so far has been our conference tournament as well as regionals. But, you know, I was really impressed with how our guys performed, especially in doubles in the conference tournament. And we obviously had some guys with some great success in singles. And I think we're just going to get better from here. I mean, still, we're a relatively young team. I mean, a lot of our guys that are going to be in the lineup are freshmen and sophomores that, you know, still have a lot of experience to gain. So, yeah, I think the sky's the limit for this team. And, I think we're going to be able to compete just fine with some of the top guys in our conference.
Nathaniel, this time last year, you were getting ready for state meets. You kind of a little weird, not you're in a college now. You're not as you know, it's not Nebraska State high school tennis meet, but I'm sure you missed that a little bit. But college has been tennis has been everything what you thought it was going to be.
Yeah, for sure. Talking with some of the guys from back home who are preparing for that state tournament now, it is kind of a funny feeling to be on the outside of that, but definitely appreciating my time here. And it's a different level than I saw in high school, and that's what I've wanted and what I was expecting when I got here, and definitely appreciate it.
Academic-wise, Nathaniel, have you adjusted pretty well with the classes as well, too?
Yeah, I haven't had too much of a tough time. Just got past midterms, and everything's been going pretty well so far. Enjoying all my classes and great teachers.